More about the man who will be the next Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau. Last night, he and his Liberal Party won a decisive victory over longtime Conservative Prime Minister Stephen Harper. Here's Trudeau last night.
This is what positive politics can do. This is what a positive, hopeful vision and a platform and a team together can make happen.
CBC correspondent Evan Dyer is with us from Ottawa. Welcome back.
Thanks.
And this isn't a surprise to anybody who heard you talking about this yesterday, who said this is exactly what you thought was going to happen. But what's the atmosphere like in Canada today?
Well, I would say the margin is bigger than I thought it would be. And definitely it took a number of people by surprise that he got such a large majority of the parliament, because a lot of us were expecting him to form what we call a minority government, a plurality, essentially, where he would have more seats than any other party, but would still need the cooperation of the New Democrats to govern. That turns out not to be the case. He can do it all on his own. So they're obviously ecstatic in the Liberal Party, and the Conservatives are scratching their heads and asking what happened to them. They didn't see this coming. I think in recent days, the last few days, they were starting to show some signs of desperation. One of them was the Prime Minister, Stephen Harper, going to a rally with Rob Ford, someone who's probably familiar to many of your listeners, the famous crack-smoking mayor of Toronto.
Right.
And, you know, that's an odd person to be hanging out with when you're a law and order prime minister with a tough-on-drugs policy agenda. So he was trying to get votes from what we call Ford Nation here, the voter bloc in Toronto that kept on re-electing Rob Ford. And, you know, it's really something that hit everybody by surprise, that it snowballed so quickly and gathered so much momentum in the last week and really hit the level that it did.
Well, let's talk about the new Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau. He's from a very famous family. He is, of course, the son of Pierre Trudeau, the former Prime Minister. Is he his father's son? Does he have the same policy positions?
I think in terms of his policy positions, there's not too much of a gap. In personality, perhaps there's a bigger gap. Pierre Trudeau was also a charismatic individual, but he was a lot more aloof. He was a lot more intellectual than his son. You know, he was also somebody who had a sort of a star persona. You know, he dated actresses like Barbara Streisand and so on, and he was known for that. But that's really where the similarity between the two ends. I think Justin is less cerebral. He's more exuberant than his father was. You know, yesterday when he came into Montreal Airport before the voting began, he got out on the tarmac with a couple of his assistants, and they made a human kind of cheerleading pyramid with Justin climbing up on top of the others. That's not something that his father would necessarily do. Although he met the Queen of England one time, and when she turned her back, he did a little pirouette for the cameras. So I guess there are some similarities of personality there. Certainly, ideologically, yes, they're coming from the same center-left position. And one of the ironies for the Conservatives is that many of them went into politics because they so disliked his father. You know, Stephen Harper, the outgoing prime minister, this is really his bete noire. And for much of his party, Justin Trudeau is the son of the person that they most disliked in Canadian politics. And so it's probably quite a bitter irony to be losing to him.
But the Trudeaus are being compared to the Kennedys in the United States. This is just a really well-known family. He was brought up in the lights of the cameras. Everybody knows everything about his family, which has had its share of tragedy as well.
It has. And he was abandoned by his mother. Essentially, she had a long battle with mental illness, and she left when he was quite young, and it was a very public departure. He was in elementary school at the time, and his mom was on the front page of magazines, hanging out with the Rolling Stones in Manhattan and so on, and he had to put up with a lot of teasing about that. It was an uncomfortable and difficult childhood for him. His father was absent a lot of the time and quite aloof as well. And then his brother was killed in a tragic accident. He's had his share of tragedy in his life, although he does come from a wealthy, powerful, elite family. It's been, I suppose, in that way also another parallel with the Kennedys. It's been a family that's seen a lot of tragedy. We've never had a political dynasty here. This is the first time that a close relative of a former prime minister is elected prime minister. So the Trudeaus, I guess, are the closest thing we have to the Kennedys. Yeah.
Well, when it comes to the issues that Americans are looking at in terms of the relationship with Canada, the biggest trading partner with the U.S., there is the Keystone XL pipeline, which Trudeau is in favor of, and the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Trade Partnership, and he is pro-trade.
That's right. I mean, he hasn't actually explicitly come out on the Trans-Pacific Partnership in support because he hasn't seen the fine print, and really no one has here, so outside of the people inside the government who negotiated it. But he was at pains to stress that he's pro-trade, and his party is traditionally pro-trade, so we would expect him to take that position. On Keystone XL, he's in favor of the pipeline as well, but he also was at pains to differentiate himself from Stephen Harper, saying that he would try to seek a more productive relationship with the U.S. on that, not be so lecturing about it. Stephen Harper went down to Washington and said, "I won't take no for an answer." And of course, everybody here knows he's not in a position to dictate to the United States over whether a pipeline will be, you know, going across several states. That's a decision for the U.S. to make. Justin Trudeau says he recognizes that. And while he's going to argue for the economic benefits of Keystone XL, he's not going to try to shove it down anybody's throat, and he's not going to try to let it exclude other elements or dominate other elements of the agenda.
That's Evan Dyer, a correspondent with the CBC in Ottawa, talking with us about the new Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau. Evan, thank you.
My pleasure, Jeremy. Thanks for having me.